Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Rosemary Pitsley will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Rosemary Pitsley in Adams Friendship today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Merry Christmas.
Since 1992, DoorWorks Incorporated has been providing, installing, and servicing residential, commercial, and industrial doors and openers throughout Wisconsin. They're located right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and they're fully licensed and insured. All of their employees are certified, trained technicians that are trained to install and service all types of doors and openers. DoorWorks Incorporated wants to wish you and your family a very safe and happy holiday season.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The holidays are a time to reflect and give thanks, which is why the staff at Paper City Savings in Nakusa, Plover, and Wisconsin Rapids would like to take this opportunity to wish each of you a very happy holiday season. We would also like to say thank you for allowing us to assist you with your financial needs for almost 100 years. Enjoy spending some time with your family and friends, and happy holidays from all of us at Paper City Savings.
And here's the cinnamon bell.
This is the story of the Cinnamon Bear and his very marvelous adventures with Judy and Jimmy Barton. But we can't very well meet the Cinnamon Bear until we meet Judy and Jimmy. They are twins, and they live in a big, old-fashioned house. At this very minute, they're in the upstairs sitting room, and from all I can hear, Judy and Jimmy are busily engaged in that very pleasant task of writing letters to Santa Claus. Let's listen.
How are you getting along with your letter, Jimmy?
Oh, pretty well. I guess I've got about everything down here.
Now, don't go asking for everything the way you did last year.
Oh, you girls are all alike. I bet you if we counted the things in your letter and the things in mine, you'd have the most.
I bet you I wouldn't either.
You would.
Well, I won't argue about it. But I bet you my letter's more dignified than yours. Now stop bothering me so I can finish it. Let me see. P.S. And Santa, there's just one thing more I'd like. A nice red V.L. That's not right. Jimmy, how do you spell velocipede?
V.A. Oh, you're too old for a velocipede anyway.
I guess maybe you're right.
Judy, Jimmy.
Yes, Mother.
Right here, Mother.
Have you finished those letters to Santa Claus yet?
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's good, because we've something very important to do.
What's that, Mother?
What do you suppose I have in these cardboard boxes here?
I know. Our Christmas tree ornaments.
Yes. And you promised us we could help you go through them to see if any of them were broken.
That's right.
Oh, let's hurry, Mother. I can't wait.
Just a minute. I'll put them right here on the table.
Oh, boy.
I hope that little pink Santa Claus didn't get broken.
We'll see.
Aren't they beautiful?
I'll say. I like those big gold ones especially.
Everything seems to be pretty much in order. All the tinsel is here, the lights. Everything seems to be here except...
Except what, Mother?
Well, I can't see the silver star anywhere.
You mean the big one we always put way up on top of the tree?
Yes, but I don't see it in any of the boxes.
Oh, gee, Mom. I'd feel most awful if anything happened to that old silver star.
Me too. Well, we've had it on top of our tree for years and years. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without the silver star.
Now, don't cry, Judy. It's probably just misplaced. I remember Uncle Jed took some things up to the attic last year after Christmas. Perhaps he put it away up there.
Could we go up and look for it, Mother?
I don't like to have you running around in that old attic. You might get hurt. Besides, it's too cold.
But, Mother, please, we've just got to find the silver star, and we have our sweaters on.
All right. But you've got to promise to be careful and not stay too long.
We won't, Mother. Honest, we won't. Where should we look first?
If Uncle Jed put it away, it's probably in that big trunk in the corner by the window. Be careful you don't hurt your fingers when you open it.
We'll be careful. Come on, Jimmy.
Okay, here we go, up the stairs.
Now, don't run, children. You might fall and get hurt.
All right, Mother, dear. Last one up, the fraidy cat.
Gee willikers. They sure are steep stairs.
Yeah. They're a lot steeper than Mary Louise has at her house.
I bet these are the steepest stairs in the world.
Sure they are.
Whew. Here we are. I beat and you're a fraidy cat.
You didn't either, Beat. I got here at the same time, and I'm not a fraidy cat.
All right, then. We both beat.
Okay. But if we both beat, who is a fraidy cat?
Oh, Charlie Simpson's a fraidy cat.
Yeah. Gee. There sure is a lot of stuff up in this attic.
Yeah, just look at all those suitcases and boxes and things.
Yeah, and there's that old spinning wheel and the music box and...
Oh, Judy, there's the old trunk Mother told us to look in.
Must be awful full of things. The top is enclosed all the way down.
Well, you get on one side, Judy, and I'll get on the other. And then we can both lift at the same time.
All right, Jimmy. Gee, that was kind of heavy. Oh, look, Jimmy. There's one of those old crazy quilts right on top. Take it off and we'll see what's underneath.
Okay. There. Smells like mothballs, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Do you see the silver star anyplace?
Uh-uh. Just a lot of old clothes and stuff. Let's lift this top thing out. Come on, Judy, help me.
All right.
Now, let's see. Say, here's a small box of ornaments.
But they're all broken, Jimmy. And the silver star isn't there.
Gee, here's one that's not broken. It's a pretty little airplane. It's made out of gold glass or something.
We'd better take that downstairs with us. Why don't you put it someplace where it won't get broken?
I'd better, I guess. I'll just set it on top of this old dresser here. Find anything else, Judy?
You bet. Look at this, Jimmy. A little teddy bear with a green ribbon around his neck. Gee, he isn't any more than 4 inches high. I wonder where he came from.
I don't know. Look what I found, Judy. A real honest-to-goodness telescope. Isn't it a dandy?
It's scrumptious. I bet that belonged to Uncle Jed when he was a sailor.
I bet so, too. It sure is a wonderful telescope. When I look through it, everything seems a million times bigger. Boy, I bet if I was out on the roof, I could see clear over to England.
Farther than that, maybe. You know what, Jimmy?
What?
This teddy bear is the teeniest one I've ever seen.
Sure is. Say, Judy, I bet if we looked at him through this telescope, he'd be a lot bigger.
Let's see, shall we? I'll lean him against the back of the trunk and you look.
All right. Now, just wait till I get it fixed. Jiminy Crickets!
What do you see, Jimmy?
Willikers! He looks bigger than anything. Take a look, Judy.
Let me see. Goodness! He is big, isn't he? Why, he looks almost as big as we are, only he really isn't.
If you'd move over a little, Judy, we could both look at the same time. There. That's it. Can you see him?
Plain as day.
Judy. Judy, he moved. The bear moved. Didn't you see him moving?
I thought I did, but...
Sure he moved. Gosh.
Garage.
Judy, listen. He made a noise.
Maybe it was just a creaky board.
No, it wasn't any creaky board. It was that bear, and I'm going to talk back to him.
Oh, Jimmy, maybe you better hadn't.
Oh, don't get scared. He can't hurt you. He's really only 4 inches high. Hey, you teddy bear.
Garoo.
Oh.
Did you hear him, Judy? Did you hear him? He growled at me.
Ooh, he did, didn't he? Say, Jimmy, ask him if he's a really, truly live real bear.
All right. Hey, teddy bear, tell us. Who are you?
I'm the cinnamon bear with the shoe-button eyes, and I'm looking for someone to take by surprise. I go prowling and growling each night after dark, but the folks say my growl's just a cinnamon bark. Though I growl,
gara,
and I growl,
garoo,
my victims only say, oh, who's afraid of you? I'm the cinnamon bear with the shoe-button eyes, and I'm huffy and fluffy and tough for my size. I devour lots of honey and cinnamon buns just to make me ferocious, but nobody runs. Now I'll growl,
garrah,
and I'll growl,
garoo.
And if you'll act afraid, I'm much obliged to you.
Oh, that was wonderful, Cinnamon Bear.
Garrah!
Jimmy, let's pretend we're really afraid, huh? It'll make him feel good.
Oh, all right.
Oh, don't give us a scare like that again, Mr. Bear.
Garrah!
Oh, Judy, I'm scared.
Garoo!
Oh, Jimmy, hold my hand tight.
Sure, and did I really frighten you?
Terribly.
You just about scared the daylights out of us.
Well, I promise not to frighten you anymore. That is, not until me ferocious nature gets the better of me again. Now, would you be kind enough to tell me your names? I always keep a record of the people I scare.
I'm Jimmy.
And I'm his sister, Judy.
I'm much obliged to meet you, I'm sure. Me name's Paddy O'Sullivan.
That sounds Irish.
Sure, I'm slightly Irish. That's why I wear this green ribbon around me neck. But tell me, what are you two doing up here?
Well, we lost the silver star that goes on top of the Christmas tree.
Have you ever seen it, Cinnamon Bear?
A silver star? Did it have 5 points?
I think so.
Sure, I've seen it lots of times.
Oh, show us where the silver star is, Cinnamon Bear.
Oh, it's not here now. It's gone.
Gone?
Oh, dear. What shall we ever do now?
Well, who took it?
Why, the crazy quilt dragon, to be sure.
Who is he?
Oh, just a dragon. Not a very good one at that. He's terribly fond of shiny, bright things. Every day for the past month, he's been running into the trunk to admire the silver star. And this afternoon, it got the best of him, I guess. He just upped and ran off with it.
Oh, now we'll never, never see the silver star again.
Here, now, don't carry on like that. You can get the silver star back. Well, maybe.
How?
By going after the crazy quilt dragon. Chase him. I'll help you.
Will you really?
Oh, sure I will. Crazy Quilt's no great friend of mine. And besides, you were both very obliging and got perfectly terrified when I growled at you.
Oh, you're the most wonderful cinnamon bear in the whole wide world.
It's very nice of you to say it.
Well, if we're going to catch up with the crazy quilt dragon, we better get going.
Where do you think he went, Patty?
Well, if I know Crazy Quilt, he probably headed for the Lollipop Mountains.
The Lollipop Mountains? Well, how do we get there?
You see that little hole in the wall by the music box?
Yes.
Well, we just pop right through there.
Oh, but Patty, Judy and I can't get through that little hole.
Oh, yes, you can. It's very simple, really. All you and Judy have to do is degrow.
What do you mean, degrow?
Oh, just degrow. Get smaller and smaller and smaller until you're only 4 inches high, like me.
Gosh, we can't do that. Why, it's impossible.
Nothing's impossible. I can show you how to do it in a jiffy.
Phew, that sounds most magical.
Willikers, show us how, Patty. Quick.
All right. Now listen very carefully, and I'll tell you how to degrow.
Well, well. If the Cinnamon Bear can show Judy and Jimmy how to degrow until they're only 4 inches high, then, as Judy says, it really will be most magical. And maybe they'll be able to catch the Crazy Quilt Dragon and recapture their precious silver star after all. Anyway, be sure to listen next time and find out just how the Cinnamon Bear manages to make Judy and Jimmy only 4 inches high.
Bear.
Now on we go with the story of Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear. If you remember, the twins went up into the attic to hunt for a missing Christmas tree ornament, the Silver Star. While searching through an old trunk, they found a little toy Cinnamon Bear only 4 inches tall. But when they looked at him through the big telescope, he got very much larger and started to talk to them. What's more, he told Judy and Jimmy that he could show them how to degrow until they were just as small as he, so they could all chase the Crazy Quilt Dragon who had stolen their beautiful silver star out of the trunk. At this very minute, Judy is mighty anxious to learn all about this business of degrowing.
Please hurry and tell us how to get small, Cinnamon Bear.
Of course, of course. Well, it's really quite simple, you know. It's all in the way you look at it. Now just, pardon me a moment. Do you mind very much if I make one special growl at this spider here? He's been making faces at me, and it's very distracting.
All right, but please hurry.
It won't take a second. One, two. Grrrra! He ran so fast you could hear him whistle. That's a most effective growl, don't you think?
Of course. It's wonderful, Cinnamon Bear. But we've just got to get smaller right away, or we'll never get Crazy Quilt.
Oh, yes. Let's see now. As I was saying, it's all in the way you look at it. We're only as big as we see we are.
I don't understand what you mean, Cinnamon Bear.
Well, you're used to seeing yourself the way you are now, about 4.5 feet high. Now, when you look at me through the small end of the telescope, I'm big, aren't I?
Uh-huh.
When you look through the small end, things look bigger. But if you turn the telescope around and look through the big end, they look smaller.
Oh.
Now, Jimmy, you take the telescope and look at Judy through the big end.
All right. Now, hold still, Judy.
Oh, my goodness, but you're little. Why, you're no bigger than Cinnamon Bear.
Let me look at you, Jimmy. I bet you're just as tiny as I am. Oh, Jimmy, you're only about 4 inches high. Really?
There. Now, the only thing you children have to do to be small is to see yourselves that way.
But how are we going to do that, Cinnamon Bear?
Yes, that's what I'd like to know. We can see each other through the telescope, all right. But how can we see ourselves?
Sure, and it's simple. The first thing you do is put the telescope up on top of that dresser over there, the one with the looking glass. Fix it so the small end is next to the looking glass. And then look at yourselves through the big end. And presto, change-o, you'll be as small as me.
Isn't it fun, Jimmy? Regular magic.
Sure is, all right. Now, come on and help me put this telescope on top of the dresser. It's pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
There. We're all set now.
Now, wait. I almost forgot something. I'd appreciate you putting me on the top of the dresser before you degrow. I'll have a hard time getting up there by myself.
Of course, Cinnamon Bear. Just hang on to my finger tight.
Okay.
And up you go.
Thank you, Judy. Now you two can look through the telescope.
All right.
There. Why, I can see you and me, Judy.
So can I. And we look so tiny we... Oh!
Gee willikers!
Do you feel funny, Jimmy?
Awful funny.
At the other end of the telescope.
And look how big everything is. Why, look way over there, Judy. The trunk seems as big as a mountain.
And just a minute ago, we were taller than it is.
Well, how do you like being only 4 inches high?
All right, I guess. Sure is funny, though. I wonder what Mother would say if she could see us now, Judy.
She probably couldn't see us unless she looked awful hard.
Well, we better get started now if we want to catch the Crazy Quilt Dragon. He's got a pretty big head start.
Where do we go, Cinnamon Bear?
Right through that hole in the wall.
What? Well, we were down on the floor a while ago. It was only a tiny little hole. Now it looks like a tunnel.
That's exactly what it is, Judy. A tunnel. And it leads to Maybeland.
Maybeland? But you said the Crazy Quilt Dragon probably headed for the Lollipop Mountains.
Sure, and the Lollipop Mountains are located in Maybeland. Come on, let's get started.
Oh, dear. How are we ever going to get down off this big high dresser, Cinnamon Bear?
In me aeroplane, to be sure.
Why, look, Judy. Over on the other side of the dresser. It's that gold glass aeroplane I found in the trunk.
Only now it's great big.
But, Cinnamon Bear, we can't go anywhere in that. Why, it's only a Christmas tree ornament.
That's where you're very mistaken, Jimmy. That happens to be me very own extra private aeroplane, and it flies beautifully.
It does?
It certainly does. Absolutely. And if you want to know what, I once made a transroute beer oceanic flight in it. Come along now.
Why, look, Judy. It has a motor and everything. What does it run on, Cinnamon Bear?
All the motors in Maybeland run on soda pop. Now, you and Judy climb in first.
All right.
Oh, gee.
This is wonderful. When do we start?
In a second, Judy. Can you jiggle that lever while I get the propeller going, Jimmy?
Sure. This one?
That's right.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm so excited.
Contact.
Contact.
Won't be a minute now, and we'll be off for Maybeland. Here we go.
Whee!
Oh, gee.
Oh. I'll just circle the room a couple of times, and then we'll head for the tunnel.
You're flying, Cinnamon Bear. Just missed hitting the trunk.
I'm sorry, Judy. Hold tight now. Here we go into the tunnel.
It's awful dark in here. How can you see, Cinnamon Bear?
My shoe button eyes are specially good, you know. Anyway, it won't be dark for long. We're nearly through the tunnel already. Can't you see the light ahead?
Sure enough. Why, look, we're outside. Oh, Jimmy, isn't it wonderful?
Phew. Why, it's the most beautiful place I've ever seen. Is this what you call Maybe Land?
Indeed.
Do lots of people live here?
Scads and scads of them. All kinds of dolls and little animals and funny creatures you probably never even heard of.
Are they all nice like you, Cinnamon Bear?
Some are rather bad, they tell me, but of course I haven't met all the inhabitants of Maybe Land be a long way.
Oh, it's just like a dream. What is this place we're flying over now?
Those are the Lollipop Mountains, Judy. All those different colors you see down there are lollipop trees.
Look, is that the Crazy Quilt Dragon?
Where?
Way over there, on top of that shiny cliff.
Yes, sirree, it's Crazy Quilt, all right. And that's a cliff at the top of Looking Glass Valley. It's made entirely of looking glass. He probably picked the spot so he could bend over and admire his reflection. He's very vain.
Let's hurry and catch him.
We must be specially cautious. Mustn't let him know we're after him. We better circle over Looking Glass Valley, you know, just as if we were looking at the view, and then get around in back of him and take him be surprised.
That's a fine idea.
My, isn't it bright, Judy?
Just like looking up above you, because it reflects the sky and everything.
Hello there!
Did you hear somebody call?
Yes, over there. Oh, me, it's that awful stork.
Stork?
Yes, Weary Willy, and he's a terrible nuisance. Always going around in short pants and bragging about his wonderful travels. You know, he's a globetrotter and he writes books. But don't pay any attention to him.
I say, hello there and cheerio.
It seems sort of impolite not to say hello to him.
Oh, very well. But I warn you, he's no good at all. No good at all. Hello, Weary Willy.
Greetings, my friends, greetings. Could you perchance accommodate a weary wayfarer in your airplane? I've wandered many a mile and I'm most fatigued.
Of course not, silly. You're bigger than our airplane is, and you leave us alone. We're busy.
Look, Jimmy, isn't he funny? He's wearing short pants like a mountain climber or something.
And look at those horn-rimmed glasses. And that silly hat with a feather in it. He's the funniest stork I ever saw.
Well, far be it from me to intrude where I'm obviously not welcome. Of course, I cannot always expect people to be magnanimous or sensible of the extreme honor I am conferring on them by offering to ride...
Whatever in the world is he talking about, Cinnamon Bear?
Don't pay any attention to him. He thinks he should talk that way because he has a diploma and writes books.
I'll overlook your insinuations, Paddy O'Cinnamon. If you cannot assist me in my flight, my young friends, perhaps you have the wherewithal to aid and abet in quenching my most ravenous thirst.
He means he's thirsty. Will you please go away, Weary Willy? We're in a very great hurry to catch the Crazy Quilt Dragon, who made off with a silver star that belongs to me friends.
Oh, indeed. A daring fellow, that Crazy Quilt.
Yes, and furthermore, the only liquid we have on board is the soda pop that runs the aeroplane. So scram.
Oh, soda pop. Delectable. What flavor?
Oh, raspberry.
Raspberry? Oh, that will do admirably.
What does he mean?
My goodness, he's picking up all the soda pop gas.
Ah, that was delicious, my friends. Top hole. Thank you, thank you. Now I believe I'll just fly over and tell Crazy Quilt you're chasing him. Or perchance I should say we're chasing him. See you later. Pip, pip.
Oh, he's flying away, Cinnamon Bear. You bad old stork. Shame on you.
We're beginning to drop.
Don't be afraid. We'll make it all right.
We're going right down in Looking Glass Valley.
Yes, and I can see our reflection coming up to meet us. Whee!
Oh, gee.
Oh, Jimmy!
Hold tight.
Oh, my.
Oh. Are you all right, children?
Sure. That was nothing.
I'm all right, too, Cinnamon Bear. But I'm awful angry with that mean old Weary Willy stork.
So am I, and if I ever catch him, I'll make him molt where he doesn't expect to.
It sure puts us in a fix. How can we ever get out of this valley? Sides are all made of looking glass, and they're straight up and down.
I don't want to frighten you, children, but this is really more serious than you think. Really.
What do you mean, Cinnamon Bear?
Will you promise me not to get scared?
We promise. We're not afraid.
Well, I know all about this Looking Glass Valley. I flew down here last year and explored it from one end to the other, and I found out...
What?
Unless you have an aeroplane or can fly.
Yes.
There is absolutely positively no way to get out.
My, my. Our adventurers really are in a pickle, aren't they? Out of soda pop gas on the shiny floor of Looking Glass Valley, with sides too steep to be climbed, and to make matters even more unbearable, the Crazy Quilt Dragon still has the Silver Star. Let's be sure to listen next time and see what becomes of Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear.
This holiday greeting from Misty's Menu has just one intention, to let you know that everyone at Misty's Menu sends to one and all this warm and joyful Merry Christmas. Visualize, if you will, the happy chorus the entire universe is singing today, all in praise and reverence of the Christmas story of our people. Misty's Menu is proud to join the chorus to send happy holiday greetings to you and yours. So from everyone at Misty's Menu, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Bear.
Let's see what's happening to Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear. We left them at the bottom of Looking Glass Valley, where their airplane was forced down after Weary Willie, the stork, punched a hole in the fuel tank and gulped all the soda pop gas. If you remember, this made them very sad, especially because Weary Willie threatened to tell the Crazy Quilt Dragon that they were chasing him. And they were even sadder when Cinnamon Bear told them there was no way to get out of the valley.
I just know we'll never get the Silver Star back from Crazy Quilt. And if we don't have it to put on top of our Christmas tree...
Look, Cinnamon Bear, aren't there tools or something in the plane that we could use, you know, to cut steps in the sides of the valley like the alpine mountain climbers do in ice?
I thought of that, Jimmy, but this looking glass is very, very hard and it won't crack no matter what. I guess there's only one thing for us to do, children.
What's that?
Wait until it rains.
But I don't see what that will do to help us get out of here, Cinnamon Bear.
That's just because you've never been in Maybe Land before. You see, when it rains here, it rains soda pop.
I see what you mean. Then we'd be able to fill up the airplane and fly out just the way we came in.
Exactly.
But when is it going to rain?
Oh, me, oh, my. That's something I didn't think about. It might rain tomorrow, and again, it might not rain until the next 4th of September.
Well, we can't wait around for a soda pop rainstorm. I wish I knew something magic to say that would just scoot us right to the top of that cliff.
Look, Cinnamon Bear, here comes Weary Willie, that bad old store.
So it is. And I must say he has a nerve coming back after drinking up all our soda pop gas.
As soon as he gets close enough to hear me, I'm sure going to tell him a thing or two.
Oh, don't do that, Jimmy. I have a better idea. He's an awfully conceited person, and if we flatter him a bit, maybe he'll feel ashamed of himself and help us get out of here.
Hello, below!
I'd like to punch him in the beak.
Don't talk so loud, Jimmy. Remember what Cinnamon Bear said.
Yeah, we must be very, very polite.
I say, hello, below!
I'm sorry we haven't any more soda pop, Weary Willie. Both for your sakes and ours. We're stuck here and we can't get out.
By Jove, I'm deucedly unhappy to hear that, old man. In fact, I'm rather saddish to think that I was instrumental in causing your downfall. But I was confoundedly thirsty, you know, and when I'm thirsty, it brings out all the primitive in me.
I don't exactly know what you mean, Mr. Stork, but whatever it is, I hope you feel better now.
Oh, I feel ripping, absolutely ripping. In fact, I feel so ripping that I should like nothing better at the moment than a good rousing game of ping-pong. Are any of you ping-pong-minded?
No, we don't feel like it at all. Besides, we don't have anything to play it with.
Oh, so we don't. It's just as well, too, because I'm a bit sloppish at ping-pong anyhow. For some reason, I always ping when I should pong and vice versa.
Well, Mr. Stork, I suppose you did what you said you would and told that crazy quilt dragon that we were chasing him to get the Silver Star back.
By Jove, I did. I've such a beastly rotten temper at times. I was provoked because you wouldn't give me a lift. I just went stork mad for a moment, but I'm terrifically sorry, really. You've no idea how sorry.
Lot of good that does us now, Weary Willie.
I have it. I'll fly you out of Looking Glass Valley.
That'll be grand of you, won't it, children?
You bet.
Let's go.
Very well, then. How will we manage it?
Let me see now. Do you think we could all get on your back?
Oh, of course. I've a strapping physique, you know. Played rugby and all that. Oh, yes. I can carry all three of you without batting an eye.
Well, let's hurry, please.
By all means. Shan't delay a jot longer. Now, I'll kneel me down and you may all ascend.
You go first, Judy.
All right. I'm on.
And now you, Jimmy.
Okay. There. All set.
Now me.
All aboard, Patio Cinnamon.
All aboard, Willie.
Then hold on tight. The hop up to the top of the cliff will be most grueling for me. I'll have to exert every last ounce of my marvelous strength. Are you ready, my friends?
Ready.
Then we're off. Pip, pip.
Whee! Isn't this wonderful?
Gee, we're climbing way up to the top.
We've made it. Congratulations, Willie.
Oh, don't mention it. It was nothing, nothing.
Thank goodness we got out of that valley.
Can you see the crazy quilt dragon anywhere, Judy or Jimmy?
No, I can't. I guess he got tired of looking at himself in Looking Glass Valley and went someplace else.
Oh, dear. Where do you suppose he went?
Oh, according to my recollection of Crazy Quilt's habits, he's apt to be taking a siesta at this hour.
What does he mean, Jimmy?
I don't exactly know, but I'll bet Cinnamon Bear does.
He means that about this time every day, Crazy Quilt generally takes a nap.
Righto. And if I may enlarge upon my statement, he frequently takes his siesta in the vicinity of the Root Beer Ocean.
Could you take us there, Weary Willie?
Oh, it would give me untold joy to do so, my friend. I feel it incumbent upon me to make amends for my caddish conduct this afternoon. How would you like to have me fly this time, fast or slow?
Oh, fast, Mr. Stork.
As fast as you can. We've just got to catch up with Crazy Quilt.
Righto. Here we go. Pip, pip. We'll be right back.
fast, you really fly fast, don't you, Willie?
Oh, but definitely. Some call me the streamlined stork.
And you sure brought us to the right spot, Mr. Stork. There's Crazy Quilt right over there. And he's sound asleep.
And look, he's got the silver star right under his nose.
Aha, the villain has been brought to bay. We'll just hand him the surprise of his life.
Pardon me, my friends, but may I be of any further service?
No, thank you, Willie. It's been most kind of you to carry us here.
You were wonderful, Mr. Stork. Thanks a million.
Oh, not at all. After my unmitigated thirst caused you to make a forced landing in an inaccessible locality, it was little enough for me to make amends in the small manner in which I have. And
it was very big of you.
And as a final favor, will you allow me the pleasure of sending you an autographed copy of my latest travel book? It's bound in purple alligator skin, printed on
vellum. I'll be thrilled to death. Just send it to Patio Cinnamon, General Delivery, Wintergreen Forest.
Oh, but I didn't finish telling you about...
Thanks a lot, Willie. You've been a brick.
Oh, yes. So I have. Well, I must pop along now, my dear friends, and I wish you success in your endeavor.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Pip, pip.
So long, Willie.
Well, that's over. He sure talked a blue streak.
Yeah, but he turned out to be a big help after all. Now let's surprise Crazy Quilt. I see he's still snoozing away over there.
How we do it, Cinnamon Bear?
Well, he's right near the cliff overlooking the root beer ocean. So the thing to do is to close in on him from three sides. Now, Jimmy, you take that side, Judy the other, and I'll walk straight at him.
All right. Come on.
Isn't it exciting, Jimmy?
Shh. Not too loud or you'll wake him up. When we get near enough, one of you can snatch the silver star from under his nose.
What's that?
Oh, dear, it's one of those military-minded mosquitoes, and he's making right for Crazy Quilt.
Oh, what goes on here?
Willikers, he bit Crazy Quilt right on the nose and woke him up.
And just when we were about to get our silver star.
We'll have to try something else. Hey, you, Crazy Quilt.
I'm very busy right now, Cinnamon Bear. I'll speak to you some other time.
He's trying to run away. Close in on him, children.
Come on, let's go now. Hurry up.
Get over this way, get over there.
All right,
that's it. We got him backed up right on the edge of the cliff.
Why, I don't understand. What does all this mean?
You know what it means, Crazy Quilt. We've got you this time.
Where's our silver star?
Silver star? What silver star?
Don't try to quibble, Crazy Quilt. Hand it over gratefully and you can go your way.
Oh, what a terrible mistake you've made. Why, I've never seen this silver star you're talking about. You must have the wrong party.
You have too got it. I can see it even if you are trying to hide it. It's our silver star, and we've got to have it to put on top of the Christmas tree.
You stole it out of that trunk, and you know it.
What? Oh, come. Do you think I would do such a wicked, wicked thing as steal? Oh.
You still insist that you didn't take it, Crazy Quilt?
I repeat, I have not seen it.
We'll have to scare him. Let's go.
Wow, scram, you bad dragon.
Scat, skadoo.
Oh, how funny.
Garrah.
Boo.
Boo.
Oh, help, help. Oh, don't ever do that.
He's slipping over the edge of the cliff. He fell into the ocean. Right into the root beer ocean. Quick, we'd better run down so we can head him off when he comes out of the water. Come on.
Hurry up, Judy.
I'm coming.
We get him. He can't escape this time. Dear, he's just coming up on the beach.
Oh, I'm so unhappy. Such unkind people to say boo to a Crazy Quilt dragon. Don't you know you should never do that?
Why shouldn't we?
Well, I'll tell you.
Don't ever say boo to a Crazy Quilt dragon in hopes he'll turn tail and run. There aren't many words that will make him go crazy, but boo is decidedly one. You can say cheese it or scat if you please, it will certainly bother him none. Now shoo or skidoo, sir, would not be taboo, sir, but booing is just never done. Don't ever say boo to a Crazy Quilt dragon, no, never, not even in fun. Remember, a Crazy Quilt's colors are fast and are guaranteed never to run.
That was very pretty, Crazy Quilt, but you did run, so I guess you aren't as guaranteed as you think.
Oh, but I didn't run. I jumped. Go ahead and laugh. Oh, I suppose I deserve it for giving way to my baser self. But if you only knew how weak I am when something beautiful and shiny attracts me. So when I found the silver star...
You mean when you stole it?
Well, if you want to put it that way. Oh, I would never have taken it if I'd known how much it meant to you. May I apologize and ask your forgiveness?
You mean you're sorry, Crazy Quilt?
Oh, of course, little girl.
And you won't ever do it again?
Oh, never, never, never.
That's fine. Now everything will be hunky-dory if you'll just return the silver star to us.
Of course, only...
Only what?
Only it dropped out of my mouth when I jumped off the cliff, and it's lost in the root beer ocean.
Well, they've got the Crazy Quilt Dragon all right, but they haven't got the Silver Star. It looks like a lot of strange adventures are in store for Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear before they retrieve their lost treasure. So let's be sure to listen next time and see what happens.
Bear.
Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear overtook the Crazy Quilt Dragon last time and cornered him on a cliff overlooking the Root Beer Ocean. But no amount of persuasion could make him hand over the Silver Star, which he had stolen. So nothing remained but to scare him. And scare him they did. And what did Crazy Quilt do but leap off the cliff and land kerslush in the ocean? They rushed down to meet him as he came dripping through the root beer waves, only to discover that he had dropped the Silver Star when he jumped. It's lost again. Everyone is muchly disturbed, and Crazy Quilt is hanging his head.
This is a pretty kettle of halibuts, if I do say so myself.
You're a fine kind of a dragon. First you steal our silver star, and then you go and lose it.
Oh, me. Nothing but shame do I get. Shame to the left of me. Shame to the right of me.
You're extra bad, and you know it.
Now, Jimmy, don't be so mean to Crazy Quilt. He said he was sorry.
Ah, my gracious young lady. Do I detect a note of sympathy in your sweet voice? Can it be possible you feel sorry for me?
Well, I didn't exactly say I was sorry for you. After all, it was very naughty of you to steal our star.
Don't try and pull any of that weepy-weepy stuff around here, Crazy Quilt. It won't work.
Oh, lass, for 10 centuries, maybe 11, the Crazy Quilt dragons have flourished with nary a blot on their scutcheon. Oh, to think that I must be the one to bring shame to our illustrious name.
Oh, there, Crazy Quilt. Don't feel so bad about it.
I must redeem myself. There's no three ways about it. I must.
Done enough already, you overstuffed villain.
That's what I say. You'd better scram before I say boom.
Oh, please. You know how that horrid word affects me.
Don't be so impolite, Jimmy. Let's see what Crazy Quilt has to say for himself.
Oh, thank you, my lovely one. Now, if you could all overlook my past offenses, I'd gladly help you look for the star.
Applesauce with raisins in it. Don't let him fool you, children.
I really have a good heart, you know. It's made out of red yarn, and it's big and true as true can be. Don't you think you could see your way clear to let me join up with your expedition? Huh? How's about it?
I don't know what to say, Crazy Quilt.
Well, I do. We don't trust you, Crazy Quilt, and that's that.
Good for you, Jimmy.
Oh, the shame of it all. Oh, agony.
Listen, what's that noise, Cinnamon Bear?
I wonder. Can you see anybody, Jimmy?
No.
Look, coming around that rock. Wow.
Jiminy crickets.
It's the Ingaboos. Run. Run for your lives, everybody. See you later. Wow.
Oh, Crazy Quilt's jumped back into the ocean.
Why, look. Those Ingaboos are as flat as can be. They look like paper dolls.
Sure. Paper dolls made out of blotting paper with faces drawn on them. Aren't they funny?
I don't know about that. They've got pens for spears. And they certainly are scowling, all right.
Alto!
Oh, don't be silly. How can we halt when we're not moving?
Alto! I arrest you, whoever you be, in the name of His Majesty King Blotto the Third.
Ow, wow, wow!
Arrest us? For what? We haven't done anything.
Oh, but you have, definitely. Prisoners, fall in.
We're not prisoners, and we won't fall in.
Better step along lively or get pricked by our spears.
Maybe we better do as they say. Those pens look plenty sharp.
Prisoners, forward march all.
This is an outrage. We haven't done a thing, and, well, we're not going to march. That's what.
That's just a sample. Now hurry up.
I sure wish I had my water pistol with me. I'd fix those Inkaboos in a jiffy. I'd soak them up like anything.
I could fix them, too, if they didn't have those pesky spear pens. Bless my stuffings, but they're sharp.
Look, over there. It's a town.
Sure enough. And the houses are made of cardboard. You know, they're sort of wobbling in the breeze.
You know what, Jimmy? It looks just like that toy village we got for Christmas last year. See, the walls and the roofs are held together with cardboard flaps. And the windows don't have any glass at all.
And the grass we're walking on isn't really grass, it's paper.
Just like that green grass we always have in our Easter bunny nests.
Do you kind of suppose that beach we were on was made out of sandpaper?
That's very funny. I'd laugh the stuffing out of myself if I wasn't so worried about what these Inkaboos are going to do with us.
Let's ask them and find out.
That's a good idea. Mr. Blotter. What's the matter?
Prisoner, you have uttered the greatest insult that can be insulted at a mighty Inkaboo.
Why? Just because he called you a blotter?
If you value your skin, you stuffed monstrosity, never say that terrible word again.
Why, certainly, if it upsets you that much. But we'd sort of like to know what you're going to do with us.
In a few moments, you shall be ushered into the presence of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor of the Inkaboos Incorporated, King Blotto the Third.
Ow, ow, ow.
Yeah, and what's King Blotto going to do?
His Majesty will hear the accusations and pass judgment on you.
For what? We haven't hurt anybody.
I should say not.
That has nothing to do with the case, and King Blotto will punish you accordingly. Now, march,
ow, ow, ow.
Oh.
about to enter the royal audience chamber. Bow your heads and keep them there until His Majesty speaks.
I'm afraid that's impossible for me. You see, my head is fastened on so it can move sideways, but not up and down.
Oh, this will never do. Everyone must show His Majesty the utmost respect.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just turn me head clean around so it's facing backwards. How is that?
A bit irregular, but it'll do. Well, guard, sound the royal falderal. Prisoners, forward march, oh, and keep your heads bowed.
Hope I don't stumble.
Me too.
With my head turned backwards, I haven't the slightest idea where I'm going.
Prisoners, halt, oh. Your most unusually high highness, we bow in your mighty presence. Hail King Blotto the Third.
Ow, ow, ow.
More respect, please. You're not half enthusiastic enough.
Ow, ow, and double wow.
That's better.
You may raise your heads now, prisoners.
Look, that's King Blotto sitting on an empty ink bottle.
What a funny king. Isn't he, Cinnamon Bear?
Wait till I get my head twisted around so I can see. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, what a sight!
Order, order!
Who are these things, Captain?
We're not things, we're people.
And very good people, I might add.
When we wish you to add, we'll tell you about it. Quiet. Proceed, Captain.
Your Majesty, we've found them standing right on the boundary line of the Dominion of the Inkaboos, Incorporated. And what's more, they had their shoes on.
Oh! This is an offense, isn't it? By the way, what offense is it?
A violation of Ordinance Number 23, Skidoo, which prohibits foreigners from standing on an Inkaboo boundary line with shoes on.
Oh, yes, so it does.
Well, how did we know it was against the law?
Yeah, we didn't see any boundary line. Where is it?
That's what I'd like to know. Where is it?
It's a secret.
Well, you can't very well arrest us for standing on something that we don't know where it is.
Ignorance of the law is 9/10 of something. And besides, you should have taken your shoes off. Then we wouldn't have bothered you.
Then that lets me out. I don't wear any shoes, so I couldn't very well take them off.
What? Then you're doubly guilty because you didn't have any shoes to take off.
But that's not fair. That law doesn't say anything like that.
Oh, my, so it doesn't. Well, we'll fix that. Where's my royal secretary?
Here, Your Majesty.
Take an amendment. Quote, people who don't have shoes to take off when they stand on an Inkaboo boundary line are guilty of double treason and arsenic. I, King Blotto III, so will it, unquote.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
What do you intend to do with this now?
Well, I don't quite know. Something too terrible, I fancy. That is, unless you want to try and win your freedom.
Well, how can we do that?
I'll tell you. Ever since the Inkaboos were created, I have been king because of a mysterious, magical inscription I bear on my chest. See it?
Yes, I noticed it before. It's some kind of writing.
Indeed. Pretty, isn't it? And I'm the only Inkaboo that has such an inscription.
Oh, what's it say?
That, strangers, is exactly what we've never been able to find out. Wise men from all over the realm have tried for years to decipher it, but in vain. We know it's most important. So if you prisoners can tell us what it says, we'll allow you to leave unharmed.
I know what it is, Judy and Jimmy. It's writing that's been blotted on him from a piece of paper. It's just on backward, that's all. If I had a looking glass, I could read it off like nothing.
I have a little looking glass, Cinnamon Bear, right here in my sweater pocket.
Swell. Give it to him so we can get saved.
Here it is.
Well, strangers, will you attempt to save your lives?
Your Majesty, it has been revealed to me that I may make known to you and your subjects the inscriptions on Your Majesty's person. Have I your permission to perform a bit of magic?
You have.
Very well. I approach Your Majesty. I hold this magic eye to your chest. Now, looking glass, shining bright, read us what's within your sight. Hocus pocus, ishka bibble. Oh, 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 this is good. Come here and look, Judy and Jimmy.
Why, how dare you laugh at my chest?
I can't help it. Do you want to know what your mysterious inscription says?
Certainly. Read on.
Okay, you asked for it. Here goes. 1 pound hamburger, 1/2 pound of Limburger cheese, 5 cents worth of onions.
He must have been blotted on somebody's shopping list.
I regret to inform Your Majesty that your magical inscription is just the makings of a Dutch lunch.
Oh! Enough! Enough! Your insults and laughter at our royal expense shall cost you dearly.
What do you mean?
Captain, summon the royal guard. Summon the royal executioner.
Executioner?
Conduct these insulters outside the gates.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And have them thrown into the immense...